Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Ravens offense. Pretty much virtually the same in terms of personnel year over year. We know that Patrick McCary no longer here, Nelson Aguilar no longer here, but DeAndre Hopkins brought in. And last year, the phrase pick your poison offense, we heard it a million times throughout the season because you just never knew any given week who was going to lead the team in receiving. Well, this year it's been very obvious, and it's been Zay Flowers and everybody else. Zay has 60 catches for 767 yards, one touchdown. The next closest leading receiver, Mark Andrews, 37 catches, 332 yards, five touchdowns. So less than half the yards. And there's only three guys on this team that have seen 30 targets or more. Zay, Andrews, and Rashad Bateman. Ravens have played 12 games so far. Zay has been the leading receiver in 10 of the 12 games.
The offense. Throw a lob to Zay in the middle of the field and let him run.
Thanksgiving marches the third different leading receiver of the season, when Isaiah Likely had five catches for 95 yards. Mark Andrews led the team week three with six catches for 91 yards. But prior to Thanksgiving, Zay led the Ravens in receiving in eight straight games. Now you go back to last year. Ravens had six different leading receivers through their first 10 games. Isaiah Likely, Zay Flowers, Nelson Aguilar, Justice Hill, Rashad Bateman, and Tylan Wallace. The same player all year long never led the team in receiving in more than two straight games all year long. Two straight games.
We talked about it all the time.
Zay led them in eight straight games.
Yeah.
They only have one game in which a receiver, really any pass catcher, has over 100 yards, and that was Zay Flowers week one. That's it. And there's so many factors to it all, and we know the offensive line's struggling, and we know Lamar Jackson's really struggling, but it's remarkable the difference year over year with virtually the same exact personnel.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's totally. I mean, this offense is so far removed from last year, and that's just one more data point. It is the antithesis of last year.
It also reminds you can never rest on your laurels because you can't just assume you're going to be the same team you are the next year just because you bring everybody back.
You never are.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember Joe Gibbs would say you're going to be 30% better or 30% worse just off the bat, and then whatever kind of offseason you have could mitigate that one way or the other. But, like, you're always changing. Nobody's staying the same. People are getting better. People are getting worse. People are getting more content. People are getting more complacent. People are getting hungrier. Like,
well, and just think about this from a receiving aspect. Last year, Zay Flowers was the first ever wide receiver selected to a Pro Bowl in franchise history. Rashad Bateman had a career year. Mark Andrews got off to the slow start, but he led all tight ends in receiving touchdowns. Likely pitched in. He had some of his career best numbers. Justice Hill had his best year as a Raven. Like, all of those guys.
Aguilar didn't drop any babies. Yeah.
No, or balls.
Yes. All of those guys had career best years or close to it, where now it's it's really just Zay, and the fumbles have been an issue.
Well, like, and it's not just, you know, don't say woe is me. This happens all over the league. You mentioned it with Joe Gibson. Look at the Lions, for example. They brought the gang back. Laporte is hurt. It's not really
then
Sonic.
They lost their center, their play caller. Ben Johnson's a difference maker. Yeah,
but then their center retired, you're right. And then Laporte gets hurt. It's not Sonic and Knuckles this year. Montgomery had the great game against the Ravens, but beyond that, it's Gibbs. It's Gibbs.
Yeah.
Like, things sort of, it's a constant churn and a morph, and all of a sudden, you don't have a two-pronged thing. You got one stud.
It's just really wild, because I always go back to that Jesse Bates quote, 2020, 2019, where it's just 15-89. Well, really, it's just Zay Flowers. It's just four who you have to worry about in the passing game.
And it's not even Zay Flowers as much within the construct of the offense. It's Zay Flowers, four Mississippi, five Mississippi. Does he break loose when the play breaks down? And then he's the go-to guy, and it's usually a crosser. It's usually in the middle of the field. And then it's Yak. It's not air yards.
And that's the thing where Zay's having a fine season, and he's going to put up career numbers. This isn't a transcendent season.
No.
This isn't a, oh my gosh, look at Zay Flowers 2025. He's having a nice year.
He's also had a couple of really bad fumbles.
Yeah. No, look, I said it last week. I thought Chase Brown would have more receiving yards than any Ravens receiver. Like, that wasn't tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
We weren't that far off from that happening. Like, that's... And some of these other running backs coming up, like, if you tell me that Warren or Gainwell have more receiving yards in one of these games with the Steelers than any Ravens wide receiver, like, yeah, I think that probably will happen.
Well, we'll get into this more
if
as we go.
Smith's willing to do the right thing.
But Aaron Rodgers doesn't like throwing the ball beyond the line of scrimmage, so those two guys should get, like, at least five catches each.
That's the craziest stat ever. They went a full month without completing a 20-plus air yard pass. They were 0-for-13, three interceptions. The Steelers. Now, obviously, Rudolph, I know he had that deep interception in that game, but 0-for-13, three picks in a month.
So I'll ask a different question, finish with this. We talked about our confidence in Lamar Jackson. Any bit of confidence whatsoever that I'm not even saying they get back to pick your poison, but they get back to some semblance of quality offensively.
It's hard to be confident in anyone not named Zay Flowers, where it's just Andrews looks slow. Hopkins has one or two plays a
game.
That's
who he is.
Like, that's who he is at this point. Likely, he had the most receiving yards this season, but he had the critical fumble, so you really can't feel great about that, and Bateman's been a non-factor.
Coming up next, Northern Exposure, and man, oh man, we're going to hear from Mike Tomlin, maybe a little T.J. Watt as well, as the Steelers now getting ready for the Ravens after getting their rear ends kicked by the Buffalo Bills. Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.